One of the legal practitioners who was blacklisted by the judiciary, Chris Akumi, says he's not surprised at the dismissal of two magistrates for corruption. In an interview with Radio Ghana, Mr. Akumi described the dismissal of the two magistrates as a window dressing which exposes the hypocrisy in the system. He spoke to George Agra.
I did not feel surprised either, because we've been speaking to the issue all along, and we know by time the truth will come out. So it has come out. That is all that is to it. But then going further, I would say that the dismissal of the two judges, to me, is a kind of a window dressing attempt by the Chief Justice to show that the perceived corruption has now actualized. She is now working to punish the perpetrators. To me, it is a window dressing act. It also exposes the kind of what I would call the hypocrisy, because that has been the situation all along, and there was no need of hiding away from that perception, which is already in the public domain. I'm going to the extent of banning four lawyers, including the late Larry Bimi, who have spoken on what is a fact or a reality in the public domain. So it also exposes the hypocrisy of the Chief Justice and our political collaborators and those whose journalists who are seeing the truth but don't want to speak to it.
Mr. Akumi, you said you are not enthused or surprised. Why are you saying so?
Surprised. When I know that that's the reality, and by passing time, the truth or the exposure will be made. So I wasn't surprised.
If you talk of hypocrisy in the Chief Justice's office, does that mean you are expecting more to be done than just mere dismissal?
I made a comment on one of the sister radio stations that I was not enthused either when the IGP caused four policemen to be arrested on the Winneba Road for corruption and paraded them in the frontage of the newspapers and the cameras, television stations, because that is not a solution to the problem.
What should be the solution?
The solution is that the canker of corruption has eaten very deep into the moral life of the nation, so that we should look at it as a national problem and try to solve it out in that context, and not this kind of haphazard or ad hoc approach to the solution of the act of corruption. It is not an attack on any person. It will not be seen as an attack on any institution, but we are saying that it is an issue, and let's look at it in a holistic manner and try to find a solution to it, but not trying to play down on it or trying to show a holy doubt attitude by just picking up on two judges or four policemen and thinking that by dismissing the two judges or dismissing or prosecuting four policemen, the problem is solved. That is not the way I look at it.
Chris Akumi is one of the blacklisted lawyers for alleging corruption in the judiciary.